Blog Talk Radio.
God is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures throughout all generations. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall forever be in my mouth. In the name of Jesus. Father, I just thank you and praise you for this opportunity to come before your people and bring the good news of the gospel. And the good news is you are supposed to be successful. The good news is wealth and riches shall be in your house. The good news is God desires above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. That's the good news of the kingdom of God. So I want to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you right now for your love, your mercy. I thank you, God, for this particular time. I thank you, Father, for the people who hear this message, receive it, and walk in your truth and your will here on earth, your kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven. Father, I thank you for your blessings upon them, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for using me to bring this word and help your people come to the place where you desire for them to come, here on earth. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, 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 amen. Glory to God. Tonight we're going to talk about the financial breakthrough, because we're in this. And I was led really to go to 1 Samuel, because breakthrough is an act of forcing a way against opposition. That's the first thing. And the second meaning is major accomplishment. And that's what you're going to have, major accomplishment. So, you know, 1 Samuel chapter 30, verses 1 through 8. And I'm not going to read all of that because I have a lot more to share with you. However, what happened quickly, David had been robbed, everything had been stolen from him, his country, everything was gone. When he came back, everything was gone, even his two wives. He had two wives at that time. I'm not promoting two wives, but that's how extreme this was. And David lost everything, and he was very upset, and the people that were in his army was angry with him, and He was depressed. They actually wanted to kill him. They really did. However, David had the ephod brought to him, and he inquired of the Lord. David inquired of the Lord, and he said, he asked, "Shall I pursue this raiding army? Will I overtake them?" And this is the answer that God gave him. "Pursue them," he answered. "You will certainly overtake them and succeed in the rescue." Glory to God. And this is what God is saying to us today. We shall overtake, we shall take back everything that the devil has stolen from us. And that is the wealth. This is kingdom business. Kingdom business. We are supposed to be the lenders and not the borrowers. We're supposed to be the head and not the tail. We're supposed to be above and not the... For kingdom business. It's not for us. This is for the kingdom of Almighty God. But we are the people here on earth to make this happen. And as a result of making it happen, we will benefit in our lifestyles in the name of Jesus. And the time has come for the body of believers in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to rise up and recover it all, for God is with you. We're in a financial warfare, but you're more than conquerors. You have all the weapons that you need to fight and win. First of all, you have Jesus, the Word of God, and faith. Angels are also available, waiting for you to put them to work. This does not mean that you sit back and do nothing. Use your gifts, talents, skills, thoughts, dreams, visions, and go to work. In the name of Jesus. Anything worth having is worth fighting for. No one would say it would be easy. All you need to know is that you win. Perseverance conquers. This financial breakthrough is here for the taking. All of you who have extreme thoughts, wealth thoughts of possessing the land and taking over, you are in line for your victory. Because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the world and we who dwell in it. That's Psalms 24, verse 1. That means you. Now is the time for you, men and women of God, to break through into this financial realm. You are doing all you're really doing is taking back what is rightfully yours. Business owners, and people who are going to become business owners. Speak blessings and prosperity over your business every day. Listen to what the Bible says, not what Wall Street or the economy says. The Bible says, whatever you put your hands to do, you shall succeed and prosper. Isaiah 48:17 says, thus says the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God who teaches thee to profit, who leadeth thee by the way that thou should go. In the name of Jesus. And we're here on, this is kingdom business. The word of God says, thy kingdom come, Matthew 9:10, which I say often, I pray in it every day now. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. In the kingdom, the king has power and authority. He takes care of all of his people. As believers, Christians, you are people, are subjects of the kingdom. Your king is Almighty God. Everything you need is in the kingdom. The kingdom represents perfection and blessings, the good life, such as prosperity, good health, peace, love, and joy. There's no poverty, sickness, or strife. And having wealth, it's for God, because he made a covenant. He said he gave you the power and the ability to get wealth to establish his covenant here on earth. So it's for kingdom business. Wealth is for kingdom business. And you will live a good life. But know first, it's for God you're doing this. It's not for you, but you will have the best of everything. You will live the good life. But it's for the kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven. You are here on earth representing the king. You're supposed to be rich because you're a citizen of the kingdom and represents the king. Thy kingdom come here on earth as it is in heaven. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It does not say thy will be done when you get to heaven. You are supposed to be wealthy, healthy, anointed, and whole here on earth. Nothing missing, nothing broken in your life. 3 John 2 says, beloved, I pray above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Notice that prosper is the first word. The world says healthy and wealthy. The word of God says wealthy and healthy. You are in this world, but you're not of this world. So when Adam lost his citizenship in the kingdom by sinning or his disobedience against God's will for mankind, God sent his only son, Jesus, to replace Adam here on earth. Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. It's John 10:10. Till it overflows. So right now, break and destroy that curse that make you feel that we have to wait until we die and go to heaven before we experience kingdom life or kingdom living. It's to be here on earth. You are supposed to enjoy wealth, health, peace, love, joy on earth as it is in heaven. You're supposed to be the lenders and not the borrowers. You're supposed to be the manufacturers of great things. You're supposed to be leading and guiding and helping other people and feeding the poor. You're supposed to have schools and colleges. You are supposed to have those things. We're supposed to own the hospitals for the people who get sick, but you're not supposed to be sick. And that's the other thing you might want to understand also, because Jesus took every sickness and disease on his body. He said, by the stripes you are healed, so receive your healing. And right now there are people living in hell here on earth and waiting to die and go to heaven to have and live the good life. You're here to represent the King of Glory. You are here to represent that Jesus suffered and died on the cross. And when he rose, the third day he appeared on earth to make himself known to his disciples and others. Jesus said that it is expedient that I go away so that the Holy Spirit could come and lead you and teach you and guide you in the way that you should go. In other words, how to have heaven on earth. When you hear and follow the voice of the Holy Spirit, you will be blessed abundantly. His job is to make you succeed. That is one reason that speaking in tongues is extremely important. And the reason the devil has deceived some Christians is to think that tongues are not necessary. The baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in other tongues is extremely important. That's from Romans 8, 26 and 27. Read it. Read the Amplified Version. You are to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. This does not mean that you sit down and do nothing. God and his way comes first. When you walk in love, walk in forgiveness, obedience to God, your life will change and you will be happy. You will have some negative challenges, but you're an overcomer. You're more than a conqueror. So renew your mind and know that you have the power of God in you. Ephesians 3:20. I want to leave you with this message, Luke 12:32. I love this scripture. Fear not, little flock. This is Luke 12:32. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Go from Luke 12, 29 to 32, confession. Say, I receive your kingdom in me, Lord. Your will be done in me, Lord, as it is in heaven. Precious Holy Spirit, I invite you into my life to guide me and teach me the truth of the Word of God in the name of Jesus. And for some of you who have not received Jesus Christ in your life, invite him in now. You need him. He loves you and wants to be part of making you a success as his representative on this earth through kingdom living as it is in heaven. Glory to God. So you need to know what it is and how it is, and need to know and have confidence and faith in what God is doing and what he has done and what he wants to do through you. Kingdom business. Wealth is kingdom business. And he has given you the power to get it. In the name of Jesus. And I want to talk for a moment. To senior citizens. Jeremiah 29:10-13. This is what the Lord says. When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my gracious promises to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. The year of 2002, I was 70 years old. And we were on our way back from New York City, along with the late, my great friend who's in heaven right now, Jeanette Payton, my daughter Lisa Strickland, and another friend, where we had been invited by Jeanette's daughter, Nile, who is also now deceased, to do a documentary on aging. Nile was a writer for the African magazine. And as it was aging, and as we were coming back from doing that documentary, I said at that time, life begins at 70. I was 70 years old. I had no plans at that time to write a book or blog or do anything, which I'm doing and have done after that statement. And I believe our Most High God has given us the scriptures to reassure us that seniors retirement is not of Him. Retirement is not of God. He used Moses, Abraham, Sarah, Caleb, and others to prove the usefulness of all people. And society has lulled most of the people over 65 years to feel that their lives are over. This was done through the work industry with retirement at a fixed income. The work industry, businesses did it. And you retire on a fixed income. Don't allow anyone to tell you that you are on a fixed income. And I said it when I retired. I've been retired since 1988. I said my income is not fixed. My income is ready to increase in the name of Jesus. There's no way, because I'm now in a position to make some real money through the grace of God, because of the greatness that He has put in you and us. You can now put it to work. You're not too old. Don't allow people or your own mind to tell you that you are too old. Right now, I'm 84, and I'm doing things. God is using me, and I want Him to use me, and I feel good. And I'm telling you, Psalm 71:18 says, "Even when I'm old and gray, do not forsake me, O God, till I declare your power to the next generation, your power to all who are to come, all the people." Psalm 92:14, they shall bring forth fruit. Now this is the one you should say. They shall bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. Not physically fat, but spiritually fat, and financially fat and flourishing. Psalm 91:16 says, "With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation." So I appeal to my fellow seniors to rise up and bring glory to God with the wisdom, gifts, and talents that is in you. Feel free to call me and discuss things that are on your mind. We have the power and prayer of agreement. Glory to God. To make things happen in the name of Jesus. You know, we've been through good times and bad times, and we are still here. The word says, let the older women teach the younger women. Our divorce rates are much too high, especially with believers. My husband and I were married for over 50 years. It was not a flower bed of ease. Neither was my single life a flower bed of ease. Life is not a flower bed of ease, but you win. You come through, and it makes you better. The things you go through makes you better. Your peace, love, and joy rests in your relationship with the Most High. I can, yes. Thank you, Lord. Through His Son, Jesus Christ, the Anointed One and His anointing. The Bible says in His world, in this world, you will have trouble. Be not afraid, for I have overcome the world. You are overcomers. He takes us through our troubles, and in most cases, the end is much better than the beginning. Learn to cast your cares on God, for He cares for you. So my tests and trials really brought me closer to God. I always went to church. As I said many times, if there was a time when I was going to church, but I was going straight to hell at the same time because I wasn't totally surrendered. And I thank God for His patience and forgiveness, forgiving me of my sins and allowing me to be totally surrendered. He drew me unto Him with His cords of love. And the other people who's talking about these divorces and getting all these divorces has to understand you can't change anyone but yourself. I'm the biggest change in my marriage. I'm the biggest change, and I thank God for it. So we need to stop this divorce rate. I'm not telling people to stay with someone if they're beating them up or if they're committing adultery or if the non-believer spouse who leaves, you can't help that. However, there are some reasons people are getting divorced for, you know, for no reason at all, really. It used to be very difficult to get a divorce. Now it's almost like you just go and speak the word and you're divorced, which is not right either. So as I said, and I want to say this to seniors also right now, because I know the seniors like to travel. I know that they are people who have retired and have money that can travel. And I want to tell you share one thing with you, that it is possible, and I have found this now. I've just found a way in June of this year, I just found a way to save money on travel. You know, here I've become the travel that I've always done and still doing. At the same time, it's travel that I was going to do anyway. So I found a way to do it at a discount. And this travel project is with Priceline and its partner, and it's really exciting. So what you can do, it is very interesting. It's called Paycation Travel. And you can become a part of it. And what I would like you to do is go to my website, Ann Strickland, ANNSTRICKLAND .paycation, PAYCATION .com. And you will pull up my website, go through it, and you can create your own free portal website without any charge. But if you want to become an agent, it's It is right now for the month of December. It's $99. And you can do that, $99.95, and it's $69 a month. And I want to tell you this one thing. When I joined, I was joining really to be for the travel, for the discount, because that's what I was doing. I had just come
cut
back
the
from
bullshit. Shut up.
From being in a,
cut the bullshit.
A
No. This is Satan.
What's
your worst
hotel?
Friend.
For four-star hotel. And I was very interested in he mentioned cruising and all of this, and it was very interesting. And I said, I want this. I need it because I love cruising. I don't mind flying. As long as I'm traveling, this has been a lifetime thing for me. But anyway, it is network marketing, multi-level marketing. I joined and I spoke to someone about it. They were planning a cruise anyway to Mexico. They joined immediately. Part of their money went into my e-wallet. I have never had to pay the $69. And at the same time, what I see with this is the fact that most people who get into this kind of business, they have to have a lot of packages or products or something. This is almost totally free. All you do is online, the same as you do for Priceline, which I was doing all the time, and you are free. It's awesome. And the residual income when you reach a certain level. You don't have to get in. You don't have to travel. I mean, you don't have to get in. But if you just want to travel at discount, excuse me, at a discount, go on my website, Ann Strickland, ANNSTRICKLAND, .paycation, PAYCATION .com, and book your trip, your hotel. You can go to the professional games. You can go to the theaters. There's all kinds of, you can rent a car. Everything you do with Priceline, you can do here. And they just opened up another area, which at this time I don't have the time to really explain it to you. But go to my website, look it over, give me a call on 215-806-4879. It's 215-806-4879. This is worldwide. And this is an opportunity for you to take your children to Disneyland or Disney World or to go to Dubai or anywhere in the world at discounted rates. Because too many people haven't even had, there are people who have not even had a vacation. And God wants us to have fun. Job 36:11 says, if you obey and serve me, you shall spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. I said, that's vacation travel, Lord. So I want you to think about it. And for this month only, it's $99.95 to become an agent. Starting January, the price will go back up to $149.95. So give me a call and get on board and move into this wealthy place in the name of Jesus. So I thank you for listening. And my classes, my Saturday classes, have been postponed until they're going to start up again in January. My classes on financial prosperity. You are blessed and highly favored.